I'm Soraya Mia, and you're watching Awani Review. The theme park industry in Malaysia is thriving post-pandemic, with an increasing number of visitors from the region and beyond choosing to enter the country as the tourism sector recovers. Since last August, Legoland Malaysia Resort, the first Legoland theme park in Asia, has been investing significantly in expansion efforts to attract both international and local tourists. As part of these efforts, Legoland Malaysia has introduced the latest innovations to cater to the fast-paced digital world, ensuring a world-class experience for guests from Malaysia and beyond. I spoke with Scott O'Neill, the CEO of Merlin Entertainments, the company responsible for operating Legoland Malaysia. We discuss the future of theme parks and what exciting prospects lie ahead for guests at Legoland Malaysia Resort in the coming years. Now I'm at Legoland Resort Malaysia in Johor Bahru for the media preview of Amazing Malaysia in Miniland. Now, a lot has changed since the pandemic, you know, post-pandemic, as Malaysia leverages or embraces the fourth industrial revolution, or IR 4.0, the theme park industry is not an exception. So consumers are looking for something more different, more immersive, that kind of experience. So we are going to discuss the future of theme parks, as well as the trends in the years to come. We'll be speaking with Scott O'Neill, the CEO of Merlin Entertainments, the company behind Legoland. Thank you so much for being here on Awani Review with us, Mr.
Thank you, Sarah.
O'Neill.
It's so nice to be here with you. I can tell Merlin Entertainments is not a household name, but we have 30,000 employees. We operate in 24 countries and have 141 attractions, 10 of which are these amazing Legoland resorts. And we're sitting in my favorite one, which is in Malaysia.
That's lovely to hear. So you've mentioned yourself, Merlin Entertainments operates less than 10 of the amusement parks, Legoland, globally. So what has been your experience, you know, working with Legoland Malaysia?
Well, first, the first thing you notice when you walk in is the amazing culture. So, and by that I mean, we always measure a culture. We always say it's what you celebrate and what you tolerate. And when you walk into a park, CS is our chief here, our general manager, and I can tell you that he's the kind of leader that brings extraordinary people around him. And I think if you have an extraordinary leader with extraordinary people, that provides a wonderful guest experience, and you notice that right away. You also notice the breadth and depth here. I mean, as you walk around, you almost can't believe how many opportunities you have to spend time with your family. And if there's one thing, you mentioned COVID, I do want to tell you there's one thing I learned during COVID, and that's that we need each other. We need connection. We need experiences. And this economy around the world is moving from an economy of things to an economy of experiences. And when you come to a place like Legoland Malaysia, this is about making memories. This is about bringing happiness and joy and getting on your hands and knees and playing with your child. Like, thing that I think is a bit of a lost art everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that point. Even though yesterday I experienced Legoland myself for the first time, and I was only with my crew, but I felt really connected, really, even with the people around me, it was a really great experience. But of course, I would like to know, what are the key trends for the theme park industry in 2023?
So theme park industry in North America, it's shooting past 2019. In Europe, shooting past 2019. APAC's a little slower. We were a little slower here to come out of COVID. So I think next year you'll see that kind of rebound here. So, but in terms of themes and trends, you're talking more immersive and more experiential. So we want to not only go on a ride, we actually want to participate and be part of it. We definitely want more selfies. You know, we want selfie opportunities. We like social engagement. And so these moments that we're capturing with our friends and family, we want to make sure that we can share them with the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now it's the social media generation, the digital generation. And of course, we see a lot of the growth or the development of AR, virtual reality, also AI, artificial intelligence.
Yes.
So, you know, in terms of theme parks, what do you predict to see in the coming years?
Sure. Well, excuse me. AR and VR are alive and well. And so you'll see AR in most of our attractions. And that'll give you an experience, like you'll sit in a chair and it'll give you the impression that you're on the steepest roller coaster in the world. So the AR is alive and well, it's been for some time. What AI is really offering us the opportunity is to build efficiencies in our business. And so for example, we have an entire creative team. They're called Merlin Magic Makers, MMM. And they are kind of, they are our creative force and voice behind everything that happens. They do everything from the inception to the actual build. I was actually in one of our model builder shops just about 20 minutes from here and was with the amazing talent. Here's what AI can do. It can help us be more efficient in our design. If we wanted to name a coaster, you know, we say we type in the specs and ChatGPT might spit out 20 great names. It might not get us the answer, but it gets us past that brainstorming and it gives us a platform from which to grow. I think you're going to see AI transform the world, including the world of entertainment.
So share as Merlin Entertainment's, you know, renewed commitment to invest in Legoland Malaysia to actually give the guests a world-class experience.
Well, we're building a new Miniland that's actually going to be kind of a walk through the best parts of Malaysia. So if you're coming off the plane and you're visiting us here in Malaysia, the first place you should stop is Legoland Malaysia, because you'll see every amazing attraction. And if you choose to not visit them, and you want to spend your whole vacation here with us on rides or in our water park or in our amazing resort, you're more than welcome. But I think this Miniland is going to be like a must-see attraction in Malaysia.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Come to Legoland Malaysia first, because you can already see, like, we have the KL Twin Towers right behind here. We have everything else all in Malaysia, and as well as other countries. There's the ASEAN countries as well. Now, talking more on the business side, right? How much of the return of investment does Merlin Entertainment expect to get from these renewed investment?
Well, we've been in this business for almost 25 years. I've only been here 6 months. And I can tell you one thing, it's a very successful business, which is wonderful. But it's not as much of the financial return, which we're very focused on, but it's also about, we always believe that if we have and create the greatest place to work in the world, that will produce the greatest guest experience in the world, and then the financials take care of themselves. And so our investment, it's really about how do we attract, retain, and develop the best talent? And then for the guest, how do we make these incredible memories stick in your mind forever and make you want to come back?
How will this actually benefit, you know, the local tourism sector?
Oh, well, I mean, we're part of the family here. We've been very fortunate. When I get the good fortune to come on my visits, I was just in Rome, Italy, and then Sydney, Australia, and Melbourne, Australia, and now here in Malaysia, and I'll be off tonight over to Singapore. You have a chance to not only visit your friends who you get to work with every day, but also see new opportunities and attractions we might acquire, and also go see some incredible attractions that we can learn from. So it's one big happy family. This, as we come out of COVID and shoot like a rocket ship to the next phase of our evolution, I think the experience economy through attractions is going to lead the way.
So aside from what you mentioned earlier, you know, the launch of the new Miniland or Amazing Malaysia Miniland, and as well as the shades that we are right under. Not too bad at all. What are the latest launches for Legoland Malaysia?
You're looking at them. I mean, so you'll see Miniland in these incredible shade encasings. But we have pretty big plans. I was just going through them today on the ride over from the airport. And we're very fortunate to have an incredible management team. And that, when you ever always have an incredible management team, those are the teams you bet behind. And so it's a good bet you'll have new attractions coming soon.
Right, that's very, very exciting to hear. I'm looking forward to coming again one day. But, you know, of course we know that the COVID-19 pandemic happened and there were many challenges. But as the country and as well as the world recovers from this really, you know, hard time, how does Merlin Entertainment and Legoland Malaysia actually recover and, like, you know, go through all of this and then come back even stronger?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate. 2022 actually had us exceed 2019. So we had a really good year in 2022. And 23 is looking every bit to increase growth. And that's with Asia not fully recovered. So we're very optimistic about this kind of trajectory. But as I mentioned earlier, it's like we provide something the world wants. Like, we have more tailwinds than any other business in the world, because this is what we're all looking for. is time out with family and friends and to make connections with those we love.
Yep, absolutely agree. And that's probably something that, we missed out during the COVID-19 pandemic. But after that, you know, people are appreciating time with family, time with friends a lot more. More about, AI, AR and VR, how is, Legoland Malaysia actually going to leverage, as well as all of these digitalized trends?
Yeah.
How is Merlin Entertainment going to ensure that, not only in Malaysia, but also within the region, to leverage on all these latest advancements?
So it is a digital universe, as you know. Mm-hmm. And as you look at the rising generation, they were coming out of the womb with a phone in their hands. And so, our opportunity is to make sure that what we call phygital, the physical and digital experience, kind of interact very seamlessly. And we do have the notion that we want people to come in this park and put their phone down and get their head up. But we think that this is an experience that you can experience all year long, whether you're inside the park and outside the park. So more things to come. We just hired an incredible chief digital officer who's going to lead the way. She is a force for good. And so I think you'll see quite a change over the next decade.
Now, so you have given us a lot of hints about, what might or what will happen in years to come. So perhaps maybe you can give us a little bit, tell us what or how Merlin Entertainments would like to make Legoland Malaysia unique or remain unique.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about Legoland is, as I travel the world to see them and spend time in the parks, you find that they have their own flair. Minilands is probably the easiest and best example, but I wouldn't look past the food and beverage either. I mean, as you walk past all of our concession stands here, you'll feel really comfortable that you can have a taste of Malaysia, which I absolutely love. I love traveling to these parks and having kind of the food of the region, which is really wonderful. I think you'll find the same thing in retail. And then it's a matter of some of our entertainment. I mean, today we had some of the most incredible performances. My favorite one was a dance we just saw with a group that meshed the best of India, Malay, and Chinese descent and moved them into one dance to show the incredible unity. And I think that's what this park is about and should represent. It's a place for all. Like, it's inclusive, it's wonderful, and it's one. And we talked a little bit about the rising generation. And I will tell you, like, in my experience around the world, that's what the rising generation expects. It's like the cost. It's the cost. It's the expectation. And I think that bodes really well for the world to come.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that, Legoland itself is able to retain this, the cultural diversity in the country.
Yeah.
And I did not expect that, before I came here. I thought Legoland, it would be an international, world-class. It is. But at the same time, it retains that, and that's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what is the overall outlook for 2023 and the years to come for Merlin Entertainment, Legolands all around the world?
Sure. I mean, 23 is we're about halfway through the year. We're on a calendar year fiscal, and we're having a very strong year. The tailwinds are in our favor. I love to believe that we bring brands to life better than anybody else in the world. And I would love to believe that, we bring more memories and bring more happiness and spread more joy to more countries, to more people in the world. I absolutely would love to believe that, and I do. But it's a time and place where we need each other and we need connection. And we're, Legoland Malaysia is the place you want to come to get that.
Mm-hmm. And I heard in your opening speech just now that there are more Legolands that are going to open in China as well. Is there a bigger plan aside from that?
Well, those are three pretty big endeavors. I mean, we have Shanghai will likely be the flagship Legoland park. It's the most intricately built park in the history of Legoland. And so, and Shenzhen will be the largest one ever built. So, and then we have another one in Sichuan that's going up. So we have our hands full, I will tell you that. There are three very complex building projects. We're very fortunate to have the right partners in each of those regions, but we have a lot of work to do. So more to come after that, I hope. But we have plenty to do with China.
Mm-hmm. Very, very excited for you. But that's all the questions I have for today. Thank you so much for your time and thanks for speaking
with us. Thank you, Soraya. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. You too. In May, Legoland Malaysia Resort made an exciting announcement about the return of the Legoland School Challenge 2023. This event is powered by Iskandar Investment Berhad and provides a platform for primary and secondary school children aged 7 to 17 to display their creativity through Lego model building. This year, the competition is back for its second edition and has expanded its reach. For the first time, students from ASEAN countries are eligible to participate, including schools from Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, and the Philippines.
With the support of the Ministry of Education, the Legoland School Challenge has gained recognition as an official extracurricular program in the country. According to Legoland Malaysia's C.S. Lim, the School Challenge program cultivates an environment that nurtures creative thinking beyond the confines of traditional classroom experiences. He highlights that the number of registrations for the program has more than tripled since last year, indicating its growing popularity as it expands regionally.
Now, I'm just going to quickly ask you about, you know, the school challenge or the education program that Legoland is doing in here in Malaysia. So what does this education program actually aim to achieve?
Okay, this education program basically is very much based on the structure based on Lego DNA. We talk about learning through play to nurture creativity, especially to school children and even young adults, youths. Yeah? So for specifically this Legoland School Challenge, we actually bring it out of Legoland to open up all the schools in Malaysia based on age category, of course the younger children, and also a little bit older, between 12 to 18. So in a way, we actually use Lego bricks for them to actually create something based on creativity, to actually have a competition among all the schools so that they actually get involved. They say they learn through play and actually nurture their creativity to develop something that is amazing, which we have seen when we do it last year, which we started there.
Mm-hmm. I love the part when you say, you know, learn through play and to actually create more creativity. As we believe, like, the education system in the country lacks this part. You know, there are many creatives out there, but at the same time, we don't embrace as much of creativity. So how do you think that this creative Lego challenge program could actually, you know, benefit the youths and the younger generations of the country?
Okay. You can see that if normal education in school generally is very much classroom type, right? It's very much based on a certain syllabus. But this is basically, this program has been endorsed by Ministry of Education and even Tourism Ministry. Basically, it's more like taking a bit out of the classroom type of curriculum. Basically, there's no rules or regulation. It's free. It all depends how creative are you to create something special, something they intended to show. So in a way, you actually giving the mind a free mind, free thinking, just to know, like, do whatever you want. This is the basis of not actually confining or a certain thinking to a certain way based on a certain curriculum that we normally have in the schools.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Just one last question before I let you go. Give us a little bit brief of how this program works and what does it do?
Okay, so basically what we do is, we started it last year, we created the thing last year. So this year we're doing it a little bit bigger. Instead of just Malaysian school, we actually open to schools in ASEAN. So in a way, the competition intensified. What we do is we actually come up with a topic. This year we're talking about building, different cities. Yeah? How you create something, a topic for them to actually be creative, what they want to see in the university. So in a way, this actually open up a certain angle that you have a topic, but in a way, you still leave it to your imagination, what you want to build. So we actually open up to all the schools in ASEAN. But the response for this year was tremendous. In fact, many times more than what we had last year.
Now that wraps up our coverage from Legoland Malaysia Resort in Johor Bahru. Don't forget to stay tuned to Astro Awani for latest news updates and make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. I'm Soraya Mia. Till next time.